The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis teaches us the halacha of yichud, and the Gemara discusses under what circumstances is yichud is also the raisa or is a yichud the rabbanim. It is the opinion, as is quite obvious now, Gemara of most poskim, that yichud is an issa deraisa. As our Gemara says, yichud de bas Yisrael, yichud were bas Yisrael, deraisa here, is an issa deraisa. Dom Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shim Ben Yoy Tzodik, remez li yichud min atari minay, from where do we know that yichud is also mid deraisa? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, ki sischa achicha ben imecha, your brother, who you share a mother with, will try to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara of Chibet Emesis. Is only a brother from the same mother an individual who may convince you to worship Avodah Zarah? Ban Av Enemesis, a brother from the same father doesn't do that. Ella, to teach us another halacha. Ben Mishachin and Imai, a son could be alone with his mother. But you can't be alone with any other erva, and it seems that it's a deraisa. Of course, the question that the Rishonim discuss is the wording of the Gemara is somewhat peculiar. The Gemara uses the words remez liyichud minatayre minayim. So, If the Gemara meant to say that it's a full-fledged deraisa, why would the Gemara use the words remes? And therefore, that leads the Rishonim to have a number of opinions. Some Rishonim say that it is also a deraisa. Some Rishonim say because the Gemara used the words remes, and some say that Medivrei Kabbalah that are based on a pasuk, but most Rishonim, as we explained, since our Gemara clearly says Yichud Bas Yisrael the Raisahi, it seems to be clear that Yichud is an Issa the Raisa, and in fact Rashi and Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Divrei Amaskel Ma'eshes Re'eyu says the Oslon Yichud Min HaTorah. So Rashi clearly there says that the Issa Yichud is Issa Deraisa, and Tosfos there also Divrei Amaskel Ma'eshes Re'eyu takes the same opinion. The Smag Elavin Kuf Chavov says that since Yichud, as we learn in our sugya, is a prevention from somebody, to prevent someone from doing an iser deraisa of gilui erva, and the pasuk says loy sikrivu legalus erva, therefore says the smag yichud is a deraisa based on that lav of lis sikrivu legalus erva. The Torah in Eben Ezer, Simon Chof Beis, says, Osem min atayr l'ish l'siyached min im ha'erva. And so too is the wording of the chinuch in mitzvah kup peches, Osem l'siyached im kol arayis dva atayra. And he adds very along the same lines as the smag, sheyichud l'galas erva hu gair. If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Asur Biyah, Perig Chof Beis, Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, V'issa Yichud Darayis Mipi Kabbalah. And the Mefarshim try to understand what does the Rambam mean when he uses the words Mipi Kabbalah. The Smag and the Bach say that it is the opinion of the Rambam that Yichud is only an Issa de Rabbanan. Their personal opinion, the opinion of the Smag and the Bach, is that Yichud is also midaraisa, but they do concede that the opinion of the Rambam is that Yichud is also midrabbanan. And the Beis Yosef in Eben Ezer Simen Chabez explains the sheet of the Rambam that even though our Gemara used the words Yichud deraisa, but the fact that the Gemara also uses the words remes is an indication that it's not a real deraisa. Because were it a real deraisa, our Gemara would have never used the word remes. The Biagra in Simen Chaf Beis, Sif Katan Dalet in Eben Ezer, says that Issi Yichud is Mipi HaKabbalah. In other words, he says it's an asmakta. And as is famous from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Brisker's opinion is that a Isser, the Rab, Isser that has an asmakta is a level more serious than an Isser which is a pure Durabonim. The Magen Mishnah, however, is of the opinion that the Rambam holds that Yichud is an Issa Deraisa, and the fact that the Rambam uses the words Mipi Kabbalah is only because since the Pasuk is not explicit in telling us the Issa Yichud, so wherever the Pasuk is not explicit, the Rambam uses the words Mipi Kabbalah. Even those who are of the opinion that Issa Yichud is an Issa Deraisa, that's in the case of one man with one woman, but not one man with two women or one woman with two men. Those cases, everybody agrees, is only Osir Midrabbanan. So even though the Gemara Masechta Kedushin that Peyam Beis teaches us that the Issa Yichud is not only by one man and one woman, but even other circumstances as well, they're going to agree that there's a difference that Yichud with one woman is an Issa Daraisa, whereas Yichud with two women is with two women is only drabonim. And there's a very nice raya in the Sefer Binas Adam to this point. The Gemara, the Mishnah, we learned this Mishnah was quoted here, Masechta Avodah Zarah as well, says, Leishachet Adam in Beis Noshim. A man should not be biyichud with two women. Ask the Gemara, my tama, why is that the halacha? And the Gemara answers, Lefi shenoshim datem kalos. Says the Binas Adam, if the halacha of the Issa Yichud of one man with two women is also midaraisa, so what's the Gemara's question of maitama? It's also midaraisa. There's no maitama. Do we have to give a reason for what the Torah says? So we must see from here, says the Binas Adam, that even if you hold Yichud as Osam Midaraisa, Yichud, one man with two women, is only Osam Midrabanan, and that's why the Gemara had to come up with a reason. It's interesting to point out, however, that the Shaos Atshuvas Marsham, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, says that even one man with multiple women is Osir Midaraisa. Certainly, based on our Gemara, we can learn that Yichud with a Pnuya, with a single woman who's not a Nida, is only Osir Midrabanan. Because our Gemara teaches us, Shira Mais Amnon V'Tamar, when the episode of Amnon and Tamar occurred, goes through Dover based in our Yichud of Pnuya. And the Rambam in Hilchas Asurbiya Perek Chabeis Halacha Gimel the Shulchan Aruch Avodah Simcha Beis Sif Beis quotes our Gemara. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that certainly Yichud was Osir before David. David came up with a new Isser of Yichud with a Pnuya who's not a Nida and therefore is not an Erva. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what's going to be the status of Yichud with a single woman who's a Nida. On one hand, we could say she's an Erva, she's a Nida. And our Gemara clearly teaches us, according to most Paiskim, that Yichud with an Erva is an Issa Daraisa. Or can we say that the Issa Nida is a different type of an Issa Erva than all other Issa Erva, and therefore the Issa Yichud with a Nida is not what is meant when the Gemara says that Yichud with an Erva is also. The Rivash's opinion is that any woman who's a Nida, the Issa Yichud with her is a Daraisa. And so too is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chachmas Adam. And if you look in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says, Osel asyached im erva min arayis. The Rambam doesn't differentiate. The Rambam says, any erva is issa yichud. Although one can make an argument that the opinion of the Rambam, and the wording of the Rambam, is not necessarily compelling, because as we discussed earlier, it may well be that the opinion of the Rambam is that there's no issa yichud b'daraisa ever. The Noida Behuda, on the other hand, says that the Issa Yichud with a Nida is only Midrabonim. And the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzitzel Yezer, Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Perek Chavav, explains that one of the fundamental differences why to treat the Erva of Nida different than all other Arayas is because Kedushin with an Erva is not typhus, doesn't happen. Whereas Kedushin with a Nida is typhus. So that's why we see that a Nida is different than all other Ervas. Our Gemara goes on to say that Shammai v'Hillel gozru al Yichud emnachus. Shammai and Hillel said you can't have Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. And therefore, the halacha is that the Isser Yichud not only applies with Jewish women, but even with non-Jewish women. In a situation where there's a shaila, if there's an Isser Yichud, so if we're paskening, so it depends. Now we need to know what category of yichud is that a circumstance of. If it's a situation where maybe an issa d'raisa, one man with one woman, who's an certainly the issa yichud would be issa d'raisa. Whereas one man, any other case, and therefore by d'raisa we know that halacha is safek d'raisa l'chumra. If it's a situation of a drabonon, the loch is sofik drabonon lakula. So where would be a shaila? Let's say you have a woman. You don't know her age. This yichud, as is clear in our Gemara as well, only begins when a girl is 3 years old. And you don't know if this girl is below or above three. If it's a situation of a daraisa, you have to be machmer. If it's a situation of a drabonon, you could be more lenient. You could be more lenient. But as the Rishonim already point out, the Issa Yichud is an Isser that's a very serious Isser, and therefore one has to be very careful. And we'll conclude with the words of the Rambam and Perek Chabez of Hilchas Asirah Biya. Ein lecha b'chala tarik kula. There's nothing in the entire halacha that is as difficult lifrish to stay away from el min arayis v'abiyas asuris. Lefikach, roi lo l'odnam lokof es yitzre v'dov azeh. A person should work on himself. L'hagel atzmoi b'kedusha u'b'machshava tahayra u'b'deya tahayra k'day l'inotzul mehen. A person has to work very hard to save himself. V'yizor min ha'yichud, he should stay away from yichud, shu'agorim ha'godu. Because that is the way that many averis begin to happen. G'doyli chacham ha'yo omer l'talmideyim, says the Rambam. Chacham would tell the talmidim, es harbi m'mnei biti, es harbi m'mnei kalosi, watch me with my daughter or with my daughter-in-law. K'dei l'lam l'talmideyim, to teach their children, shlo yizbayish midov hazeh. Even great people were careful, v'yisrachku min ha'yichud, and therefore she will stay away, people will stay away from doing this serious avera of yichud.